Now, here we go, gentlemen. You are, of course, you can hear each other. Sean, this is Matthew. Matthew, this is Sean.
Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Sean.
Excellent. Now, we have in front of us, Sean, we have a selection of your cheeses and a tray full of biscuits here. We've got How's Your Father, Mouth Almighty, and Smelly Apeth.
Great.
Which are good. So we're going to start with How's Your Father. Tell me about How's Your Father while me and Matthew dig in.
Well, How's Your Father is a cheese I developed over a two-year period, and it is a creamy cheese. It's a creamy Lancashire, which, if it's not too cold for you right now, should be in the mouth. It should be a nice, pleasant, velvety, creamy, and then at the end go a little bit buttery with a nice round flavour.
What do you think of that then, Matthew? What do you make of this whip?
I think that's a very good cheese. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it does have it's a very buttery cheese, isn't it? It's a very it's very, very rich, obviously, yeah, but it has
it's very clean as well.
Yeah, it is very clean, and it does go to the. It's quite nice on the back of the mouth. Actually, you see, Matthew's just dipping into his own cheese here. Do you wash your palate with Wensleydale, or are you comparing here?
No, I'm making a comparison. I mean, that cheese of Sean's we've just eaten is not a particularly crumbly cheese, but it has a nice flavour.
Lancashire crumbly, I don't think you have on that particular table, from what's been described.
What's this? Muldoon's Picnic.
Muldoon's Picnic is the crumbly.
Try the crumbly. We'll go into Muldoon's Picnic. Okay. Pull off that. There's a knife if you wish.
This is the one that won the British Cheese Award.
Okay, so I'm happy with that. That's extremely crumbly, isn't it?
You should get a nice, fresh acidity and cleanness and long aftertaste.
That's the Wensleydale.
Dip it to the Wensleydale,
Which again, it's a creamy, milky flavour with probably a bit of a lemony citrus aftertaste in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Sean, if you could be here, we're surrounded by cheese.
Great.
Well, that's
could
nice.
Be a whole lot worse.
It could be, couldn't it? And let's dig into another one of yours. Tell me about Mouth Almighty.
Mouth Almighty is a cheese that I make with a slower growing culture, which should be 12 to 18 months, maybe a bit further, aged. My company's only 9 months old, so it's only a 9 month old cheese. But nonetheless, it is developing the kind of flavour I'm looking for.
It's got a really nice aftertaste there, actually. What do you think of that then, Matthew?
Well, that's a good cheese as well. We produce a similar type of product, a special reserve, which has got a 9 month maturity. I've got some of it here if I can cut into it for you.
Oh, please, dig in. There's the. You've got a knife there. I'm just thinking, is it the waiting game that you end up playing with these then, Sean? Because, you set them going, but then you've got to wait for the maturity of them, haven't you?
Of course you have, yeah. And, of course, I've been grading that particular cheese now these last few months, and each month you can tell it's getting stronger and stronger. It's not quite where I want it to be yet, but I think it's good enough to sell to the customers.
Yeah.
Cooper, and they seem to be lapping it up.
Is this it for you now? Are you in the cheese business and you'll stay in the cheese business, Sean? Are you going to do the acting still?
No, I was doing a play last week at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. We did a rehearsed reading there and about the Yorkshire Ripper. A few things in the pipeline on the acting front. I think I was a bit, dare I say myself, I think I enjoyed acting so much that I can't leave it behind.
Yeah, can't leave it behind. Even for the temptation that is a cheese business, Sean, you still can't leave it behind.
Now, you've got to try the Smelly Apeth, which won the Irish Cheese Award. Best cheese.
I'll let Matthew open the Smelly Apeth. Now, that's quite a soft blue, isn't it?
I tried to make a European style, very French looking blue, mild, kind of soft, bluing, but nonetheless very sweet and is more than one dimension, which was the intention.
Do you know what we've actually managed to find? This is very rare, but we've actually managed to find a cheese knife upstairs in the Radio York kitchen, which is a miracle.
What, you're allowed knives there?
I know, it's a miracle. Let me have a generous hunk of this. Oh, no, that's got a lovely texture to it, that has, isn't it? What do you think of that, Matthew?
That's a nice blue cheese, yeah.
Do you know what? We're only missing pickle. Now, where do you stand on pickle? Does it get in the way of the cheese flavour, or are you okay?
Well, I'm not personally a pickle man, so I'd pass on pickle, but I don't know about Sean.
How about you, Sean? What do you want?
I love pickles, actually, and I have made my own in the past, but, there's only 24 hours in a day, and I love pickles with cheese. Pickle-lily is my thing.
Pickle-lily, there's the future. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. So there's room in this world, we believe, for both Lancashire and Yorkshire cheeses.
Of course there is. It's just down to the punters, and I like to show the punters the difference between handmade and the supermarket equivalent.
I completely agree. And one of our strong points we feel very strongly about is that we've been making our cheese in this region for over 1,000 years, and we feel quite strongly about the protection of our product.